Thank you for joining us for Life in Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell & Collins Attorneys at Law.
'Cause I'm the tax man.
Call now with your tax questions at 252-222-4848.
I would like to welcome Andrew Foster from Harvell & Collins in the studio here talking about none other than life and taxes. And Andrew, I think I've seen this movie before last year. Around this time, we were in here talking about extensions for tax filing. And guess what? I think that's what's happening again this year.
Correct.
Slightly.
That's right. Last night, the U.S. Treasury, as well as the Internal Revenue Service, announced an extended tax filing and payment deadline of May 17th, 2021. Mm-hmm. So we're going from April 15th to May 17th for individual tax returns, so your 1040 tax returns. And again, that is both an extension to file and an extension to pay for your 2020 tax return.
Is it still advisable to get your taxes in now? Because they've been backlogged. They're still processing more than 10 or 11 million forms from last year, from 2019. So you're advising your clients, get it done now?
Certainly. Go ahead and get it done. Just because we have the extended time period, if you have your information and you want to file, proceed. Make sure you go ahead and get that in as quickly as possible. Because like you said, not only are they dealing with incoming 2020 returns.
Mm-hmm.
We had that stack of 2019 returns that they were trying to whittle down, but evidently the numbers going back up again.
Yeah.
With more people submitting that 2019 tax return, and those are just continuing to pile up, unfortunately. So it's an interesting decision by the IRS and by the United States Treasury to make this extended deadline. You know, a lot of practitioners believe that the extension, if it happened, would be consistent with what they've done with Texas and Oklahoma and Louisiana, who mm-hmm. had the natural disasters down in those areas.
With the deep freeze.
Deep freeze. They extended the tax filing deadline to June 15th for those particular states. But lo and behold, here we are. They're going May 17th. And I mentioned 1040s. I mentioned just for individual returns. That's important to recognize because there's a lot of other deadlines that are April 15th that have not moved.
Such as what?
Such as estimated tax payments. So quarter one estimated tax payments, which ironically, Mike, you base off of your 2020 return, which has now been extended to May 17th. So it is just a strange.
You still have to comply.
Correct.
You have to give your best educated guess.
That's right. Best educated guess about what do you think your tax attributes were for this past tax year.
What's the tendency for someone to do? Do they go low? Do they go high?
Normally you go a little higher.
You do.
Because, yeah.
Just to cover yourself.
Just to cover yourself. And, you know, if you have to adjust it the next quarter, adjust it the next quarter.
Okay.
But certainly you want to make sure you get enough paid in so that way you don't run into a problem with a shortfall and then any kind of penalties that might be associated with that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the general rule there. Up our neck of the woods, 1041s, trust tax returns, estate tax returns, no movement there. Gift tax returns, no movement there. So all of those are still due April 15th.
Mm-hmm.
If your calendar year, you know, estate calendar year trust, and just for your gift tax returns in general. So those deadlines stay the same, April 15th.
It gets a little confusing if you have those elements that you have to do year in and year out. But if you're a contract and a client of Harvell & Collins, you take care of all that.
Yeah.
It makes it a little headache for you, but you keep it all straight.
And other thing is partnership returns, S corporation returns due by March 15th. That's still the deadline on those. They have not moved those particular ones. So we're past. So they did not move that deadline. Just FYI. And C Corp deadline, still April 15th, again, because they have not moved that deadline because they didn't say, it'd be easy to say, Mike, and this is what I'm hopeful that maybe over the course of the next week, they will realize, just move everything that was due on April 15th to May 17th and make it easy on everyone so we don't have to say, this is due then and this is due then. And
they did that last year.
Yeah,
they kind
that's
of did
exactly
it.
What happened.
It was moving parts and they kind of all congealed at the same point eventually.
Eventually they kind of got wise and said, you know, this is going to be an administrative nightmare. We just need to move everything that's due on April 15th to ultimately July 15th is the date that we hit for that one. We're looking at this May 17th deadline. Don't know that it's going to be extended any further, but certainly the IRS and the Treasury could help and just say everything due on the 15th of April is going to be due on May 17th. Other interesting thing is that, you know, the state of North Carolina hasn't moved their deadline. Of course, this news just came down last night. I have a strong suspicion that you'll see the state follow suit because that's typically what happens.
Did they last year?
They did.
They did. Eventually. Yeah. They saw what the feds did and
correct.
They followed suit.
So I'm guessing that that's probably going to be the case, that they're just going to take the same tact as the feds have and move the state tax deadline. But now you've got that ironic thing of state tax deadline still April 15th and federal May 17th, but we'll see. I bet that'll get corrected.
It's a moving target and it's a breaking story. I know you have other things on your list there, but you mentioned North Carolina. For those folks who received unemployment during last year, the Fed came out with a ruling on that recently too, didn't they?
Yeah, correct. So one of the interesting things that was in the American Rescue Plan Act dealt with unemployment benefits. And so, you know, one of the big things we've talked about, Mike, is tax-free money versus taxable income.
Right.
And one of the issues that we had is that these stimulus checks that individuals have been receiving are tax-free money.
That's the free money.
Yeah, meaning you do not have to include them in your gross income for purposes of calculating what your taxable income is. That's not the case with unemployment benefits on a general rule. The general rule for unemployment benefits is that they are taxable. You must include them. Mm-hmm. We talked about 1099-Gs and making sure that you got your document before you filed your return and including any unemployment income that you did receive. Lo and behold, in the American Rescue Act, they pass a retroactive tax law change, which is what they typically can do. So, but a lot of stuff in the American Rescue Act applied to 2021 returns. This one applies to 2020 returns.
The current return.
Yeah, and it says that your first $10,200 of unemployment benefits that you received are non-taxable. So, again, now you have a part taxable, part non-taxable component to unemployment benefits. And I'm probably saying this right now, and there's some listeners that are out there who are thinking, wait a minute, I've already filed my return.
Yep.
I've already done that. What am I supposed to do now that they've released this and passed this American Rescue Act, and this happens to be a component that's retroactive to 2020 tax filing? And the short answer is the IRS has released guidance and said, do nothing. Right now, do nothing. So if you are one of those individuals who have filed your taxes, included your entire unemployment benefits in your taxable income, which was the general rule, the IRS says don't do anything. We are going to release guidance on this.
Okay? So you're waiting for guidance from them, from the feds.
Correct. So my guess, Mike, is reading the tea leaves, so to speak. You're looking at an issue where the IRS is going to correct these returns using some type of computer software program and pulling these returns. Now, of course, it's going to result in delayed refunds for those individuals who find themselves. But what they're telling you and why they're saying do nothing is that the amended return process will slow the process even further. So if you go out there today and you said, oh gosh, Andrew just told me the first $10,200 of my unemployment was non-taxable, and you get your 1040X out and start, you know, filling it in and making that change to file it, the guidance is that's only going to slow down your refund even further.
Just wait.
Correct. So the best thing you can do right now, it's weird to say this, is do nothing, because normally that's not the
you've done all you can. You've done what they've asked. You filed the return.
Yeah. And then obviously if you're waiting and you have not filed yet and you know you've got this unemployment tax issue, the IRS is currently working on a worksheet. So they're working on a worksheet to basically tell you what your tax attributes are going to be so that they can be included in your return. So again, I would tell you to pump the brakes on filing your return. Now with this extended deadline, you have even longer, and the IRS is working on this and I think they'll issue it fairly shortly. They'll get the worksheet out and get it widely publicized on the website, et cetera. So just, if you find yourself receiving unemployment benefits, just hold off right now. Either
so
way.
When the feds say no tax at $10,200 and below, does that then does the state then are they still is a taxpayer who received unemployment last year still required to pay income tax in North Carolina? The feds are saying no to the federal level, but at the state level, what happens?
Yeah, so normally the way that we calculate our North Carolina tax that's owed is it's piggybacked off of the federal taxable income.
Okay.
So typically that problem should be solved because that would, since the federal law made that change, it should flow through down to your North Carolina return. Not one of those that you get caught on one side. So that's my initial take on it.
It's a nice windfall for those people that received unemployment and then got reemployed, got their job back. They were just temporarily furloughed.
There's a phase out here, so $150,000. So that's the phase out on this. But I think a lot of people, if they found themselves in this unemployment situation, they probably are under the phase out level anyways.
That's good news.
Certainly a benefit that was not anticipated that was included in that large bill, the American Rescue Plan, that did affect 2020. Because like we said, we went over a lot of stuff that affected 2021 relative to child tax credits and the fact those are going to be refundable credits up to $3,600 for children under six, $3,000 for children 6 to 17. There's dependent care credits that are going to be now fully refundable. So if you had your children in some type of daycare, or there's probably a lot of individuals out there that had to find some type of alternate schooling. Yeah. Those are things that'd be interesting that could be taken in under your next tax return that also are going to be fully refundable. And earned income tax credits made changes to those as well. So there's a lot of changes for 2021. But again, the unemployment changes for 2020.
It's huge. Stay tuned for future Life and Taxes with Andrew Foster each Thursday. But in between, if you need to reach Andrew at Harv Allen Collins, call 252-726-9050 or go online to harvellandcollins.com.